Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today we welcome on Think About It a father and son, Bruce and Bo Badger. Bruce Badger graduated from HBU in 1978. He attended the University of Houston Law Center, graduated, and married his wife Susan in 1981. And together they raised five boys, Steve, Travis, Colt, Davis, and Bo. Bruce and Travis practice law as partners in Badger Law PP LLC, where they handle a wide range of legal issues from clients in the area of commercial and residential real property law, mortgage lending, real estate development, and secured lending matters. And Bo is an incoming student athlete at HBU. He'll run cross country and track while pursuing a degree in cinema arts. Bo said, "One of my older brothers ran cross country in high school, and I went to all his meets. He ended up being a good runner and got a scholarship at HBU. So when I started seventh grade, I started running. I'm the youngest in my family and the fourth Badger boy to attend HBU. My parents both attended HBU along with my aunt. All my brothers and my father found their wives at HBU, so you could say we're an HBU family." Wow, what a story. That is amazing. I mean, you guys really are an HBU family, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We are, and it started with my sister and my brother-in-law, Dr. Pete Sanchez, Jr.
Wow. And so 1978, I mean, Bruce, take me back. What was HBU like, HBC, I guess, like in 1978?
When I started in 74, I think it had been HBU for a couple of years. My sister graduated in 1970. I'm trying to remember when she graduated. I think she graduated in 73 together with Pete. And when she started, it was Houston Baptist College.
Yeah.
So when I went, I will just tell you, I graduated from then the biggest school was a 4A high school, Spring Branch High School. There were more people in my graduating class from high school than there were enrolled at HBU. So it was quite a change. It was a great change for me because of the limited classes and the numbers and the hands-on with the professors. And, of course, back then it was a little different. We had Bertha's Burgers. None of the kids know what that is anymore. I have to give them the old Ornogas, and I have to show them what all that kind of stuff was. And we had a great time there. And pledge of fraternity, met some lifelong friends, and probably most importantly, one of the reasons why we're here today is because I met my wife kind of on the way out before I started law school. So HBU has fond memories for our family. Three of my boys ended up doing the same thing. They met their wives at HBU too. So we love HBU. We love what it stands for. We love the people that go there, and couldn't be happier for Bo and the family that he's carrying on the tradition.
Wow. I mean, that is just a tremendous story. I mean, it really is. So you were married in 81. Is that right?
I took the bar exam, bought a house, and got married all within 2 months of each other. And so they tell us those three big things, doing them that close, that we were pretty well known at the hip, which we have. We'll be married for 39 years, July the 11th.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Bo, you're an incoming student athlete at HBU. You're going to run cross country.
Yes, sir, I am. And I'll be running indoor and outdoor track along with that.
So where did you graduate from high school?
I graduated from a little 3A high school called East Menard High School.
Okay, where do you guys live at?
In East Menard, Texas.
East Menard, so help me understand, where's that at?
Well, if you drive down 59, okay, and you cut through Rosenberg on 90, We're about 15 minutes due west of Rosenberg, or if you keep going, we're a little bit closer. So we're somewhere between, we're close to a Wharton, Hungerford area, and we're on 90 headed to Eagle Lake.
I know exactly where you are. That's fantastic. So Bo, tell us, I mean, you also are going to pursue a degree in cinema arts. So give me what's behind that. Tell me what the motivation is there.
So my senior year of high school, I decided to take a whole bunch of, as you would say, blow off classes. And one of them was one I thought I didn't think I was going to take, and they put me in anyways, and it was audio and video productions. And I went into it kind of thinking, it'll be okay, but I ended up loving it, actually. And I started making videos and taking pictures and doing everything that I was supposed to. I ended up becoming a co-editor of pretty much of journalism at that time. So it really became a love of mine, and I really wanted to pursue it in college and end up going doing movies, documentaries, commercials, anything around here. So
let me tell you, that's a great field to get in. My wife and I are producing a docuseries right now, and we've been filming for 5 years. The cinema arts area of HBU is very cutting edge, and we're in a plethora of media opportunity right now because of all the streaming platforms, and everybody needs content. So great, great choice. You know, as we think about HBU, I mean, it is a school that stands for something. It stands for Christ and in the Christian worldview. What does that mean to you, Bo, knowing that your son, Bruce, that your son, Bo, is going to be in an environment like that?
Well, it's clearly one of the benefits that we already knew about at HBU. I've personally known Dr. Hinton. I've been close with the university and some of its events, and known the current president and the past president. And we feel like that the colleges continue to put Christ in the center. It's not something that he would get at a big public school in Texas, and that's fine with me. It's something that I think is great for him at this level. And again, I think the hands-on, the fact that it's Christ-centered, knowing how it was founded, where it was founded, who founded it, founded by the Baptist General Convention of Texas, all of these historic things, no one's forgotten, and nor should they. And so we as a family appreciate that. We want Christ to be the center of Bo's college as he is the center of his life, as we've tried to teach him, as Christ is the center of our family.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Right before I filmed with you, I filmed with one of our new professors who has come to our School of Christian Thought, but he came out of a mainline denomination where they basically gave away everything theologically along the way and looked at him like he was pariah. And, you know, he's come to HBU. And he just raved about, you know, being able to teach in a school that, you know, loves God, believes the Bible, embraces a Christian worldview, does it with love, obviously with an open door for anybody to come, but doesn't lose its moorings. I mean, Bruce, you've been alive like I have long enough to see what happens when somebody loses the convictions of their faith. It's a sad thing, isn't it?
It is. And obviously, you can find that without getting that help at home. But for Bo, we just had senior day at our church, which we were finally able to go back to church.
Well, good.
And so they honored the seniors. And I have been with them, all of them, as their Sunday school teacher since they were in the fifth grade.
Wow.
And so this class graduated. And my wife and I have been helping in the youth, and we told them, or I told them something very simple. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget whose you are. And don't forget that Christ is the center of what you're going to go do. And we've encouraged our kids to start with a new church when they get to their colleges, and they're going all over the place. But that was important for me as Bo grew up. And it's important for Susan too. And so knowing that anything can happen at any college, we understand what the world is, and we understand that we live in the world. But I think within the parameters of HBU, we feel safe with respect to its teachings. And if you want to know about East Bernard, talk to Dr. Randy Hatchett, because Randy was the interim pastor. This is a true story. Randy was the interim pastor at the Baptist Church here in East Bernard, and I led the music. And so he and I led from the pulpit for about a little over a year when he was out here. And he loves being an interim pastor, and we loved having him. And he knows my brother-in-law, Pete Sanchez Jr., and Karen. And actually, Randy was his mentor when Pete got his doctorate through HBU.
Oh, cool.
So, or through the Southwest Theological, however that's set up.
Sure.
Randy was his mentor. So he's a family friend, and he knows about East Bernard. So we've encouraged him to try and get his classes if he can for New Testament and Old Testament.
Well, Dr. Hatchett is a great professor, no question, and a great preacher. He really understands and loves the local church. You know, that Psalm 9:17 is pertinent today. You know, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and doesn't forget God, you know, the warning that you said. Bo, as you come to HBU, what's your aspirations for not only, I know what you're going to do athletically, but what are you going to do in the cinema and the media arts, but spiritually, what are you going to plug into? What are you thinking about is going to happen in your life in the next 3 or 4 years?
Well, I really plan on getting plugged in wherever I can, whether that be New Life or anything like that, or Young Life, or going to the Baptist Student Ministries, or even doing some of the stuff around Houston that's not related to HBU. I want to find a church that's kind of similar to my home church in Simonton, but a little bit different, to where I can expand my horizons around Houston and be a little bit more diverse. So I plan on keeping strong in my faith, and I've asked prayer from everyone in my church to try to keep me there. So
that's great. Well, you know, we've got quite a number of spiritual initiatives at HBU, and, you know, Kaleo is a discipleship program. Of course, the Baptist Student Union is awesome, and so many others. And, you know, the distinction, again, of that environment at HBU is every week, you know, there's convocation and there's spiritual enrichment and all of those things, which, you know, makes the big difference. You know, when I think about Bruce, you and your sons and your wife, I mean, you like me are watching the world change right now. I don't know how anybody could be a believer and not be really in deep prayer for the country right now. Not just this current challenge in the COVID thing, but moreover the spiritual needs of our country. How do you feel as a dad? I mean, as you look at the country today, and what are your views?
Well, first, as a father, I'm thankful that Susan and I believed it was worthwhile to continue with the boys, to get them involved early in church, to get them involved in Awanas. We attended Sugar Creek Baptist Church for a number of years out here in the First Baptist Church in East Bernard, and now at Symington. Susan is a strong believer that if you bring them up in the ways of the Lord and they depart, he'll bring them back. Yeah. And having teenage boys, sometimes that happens. I can just tell you that I don't know of any other way to raise my kids, because that's the way my dad raised Karen and I and my sister. And so it's more of a legacy thing for me. Now, going forward, I can tell you that as a lawyer, as a businessman, and as a grandfather, I'm not so sure that I'm scared to death, but I can tell you what I told all of the kids that we teach in high school, the pressure on them today versus what it was on me in 1974 is dramatically different.
Yeah.
With the advent of that black thing that they all carry around called their phone or their iPhone, social media, the things that are going on now that we didn't have any of that. I quite frankly thank the Lord we didn't have social media when I was in college.
Exactly.
But I admire them that even in in the midst of all of this temptation, which is really what it is, and it's immediate, that their moorings are such that they know the four corners of their faith. They understand what their foundation is. They understand probably more than I did because it wasn't taught a lot. And I got some of this at HPU, and then I got some later. Yeah. This idea of what grace is a concept that I think is sometimes foreign. But God doesn't have you on a check plus basis. He loves you regardless. It's unconditional. And I've tried to tell the boys that he's not taking score. He's just taking score your heart. And so I think it's important for them to understand that in this world where there's temptation, there's still grace. And that grace is unconditional. And it's because he loved us and not because of anything else. And I pray that they continue to do that as husbands and as spiritual leaders in their families and the kids that they're having. It's a wonderful thing to see. I'm not afraid because I know who's in charge. And so because of that, I'm not trying to determine when he's coming. I'm glad he is coming. And when he comes, that'll be fine. But right now, I'm just trying to be a dad and a husband and a grandfather and impart upon those kids and our grandkids the fact that God loves them regardless, and that they're his, you know, he's their daddy father, and they need to treat him like that.
Amen. Couldn't agree more, Bruce. Bo, we are really excited about you being at HBU this fall, and we just want you to know that it's young men like you that are really the hope of tomorrow, that take Christ in their heart, move forward by faith, and let God lead them. And I want to make sure I got this right, Bruce. So all four boys went to HBU. Is that right?
Four out of the oldest did not. He went to Waco. Okay. But Travis is second oldest. Travis went and graduated. And then Travis married a girl, Tawny, who graduated. And then Colt went. And then Colt married a girl that graduated, Brooke. Then Davis went and ran track and cross country. He married a girl named Brianna, and now Bo's going. So four out of five.
Wow. That's amazing. We are very proud of the Badger family at HBU, and I know I speak on behalf of Dr. Sloan and the entire team. It's just it's a real honor to be trusted as a university to train your last son. And we want you to know, Bo, that we're going to be here for you and all our team for your success. And we're here every step of the way, so don't hesitate to holler at us.
Yes, sir. That's greatly appreciated.
All right. Well, I'm grateful to you both for stopping by today and letting me have a few minutes with you. And we appreciate Bruce, you, and Susan, and your leadership and your family. Yeah, you know, I'm a firm believer in what Jonathan Edwards said: every family is a church, and every father is its pastor. And as we know, every mom helps in such a strategic way. Super, super spiritual anchors in our home.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and thank you so much for stopping by.
You bet. We can't wait for the next 4 years.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.